Yeah. Anyway, we're going to break into this, folks, for the... you'll find out in 1 second. Let me find this. You know, we've been doing the break-in version of the Undependable Vibe Report. There it is. Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, just pulled into Houston. Missed you guys last week. Things got a little stretched.
Things got stretched?
Things got stretched.
I hope so.
Up in the Midwest, you know. It was, we were at Summerfest and there was a heavy duty jam going on.
Well, we heard a whole nother story about where you were that day.
Oh, yeah? Was it any good?
Oh, it was a good one. It's so good we can't tell it on the air.
That's good.
I'm spilling the beans on you, Sco.
Oh, yeah, Den is here. He's reporting.
Hey, Sco.
He's reporting all your doings.
Yeah, we were at Summerfest, and then we rocked, you know, to like 7,000 people. And when we were done, this guy put me in a fast car and sent me down to this bar where if you played at Summerfest, you could jam for free drinks, and I did my number one Neil Young impersonator routine with the guys from Tree to Right and the Bodine.
There you go.
Drank a few free drinks. Then we went to Lake Geneva, did a little water skiing, hit a bucket of balls at the driving range. The other day I was in Tulsa, I was ice skating.
Life on the road.
Yes. It's all true.
Anyway, so we got a vibe report this week?
Well, this week's vibe, I guess, is just a power of radio kind of vibe. Because, you know, radio does reach a lot of people. And when Jack was in Chicago, he gave me some messages, and one of them sounded pretty amazing. And it was from Ann, and I don't have her phone number anymore, and I think she listens to your show.
Ann, which Ann?
Ann Casanelli.
Oh, okay.
So, Ann, if you're listening...
Way to go, Ann.
I just know.
I sure wish you, I did.
No,
so what was the message again? Don't talk over this, guys. I got Den and Il Bruce here.
Well, tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
The message is...
Shut up. Yes, the message is...
Because, I want to respond.
Oh, you want her number. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening there, Beb, you could call here or call the Pines and leave your number.
Yeah, power of radio. The power of radio.
Well, she can't be at the
week.
She can't be at the beach this week because they closed all the New York beaches.
Well, that's good. That's good for your show.
Yeah.
Right for Jerry. I don't know if it's right for Jerry. Right for Jerry.
Whatever's right for Jerry is right for the Hound.
Has Jerry heard your act? Yes. I don't think so. well, how's El Bruce? What's up with him?
He's got a new hat.
Yeah, not a whole lot, Rosk.
Is it creased down the middle?
Yeah, yeah. The standard goober thing, yeah.
The El Bruce crease?
Yep. Yeah, so the rain runs off either side.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't know, I'm supposed to be spouting.
Okay.
But I just woke up and I ate beef.
Oh, yeah?
And tell Mikey I'll be back in time for this Boy Brothers gig.
Okay.
This is great. This is like all the messages.
Yeah.
And prior warning for the other folks too.
Well,
right?
Whatever messages were on your answering machine, they no longer exist because Den rewound it and destroyed it.
Yeah. Den is a technical genius.
It's true.
But he has this huge hand. It's amazing.
Things haven't been the same here without him.
Oh, Denoir.
Roscoe.
Den Master.
Well, Rosk, thanks for the call.
Hey.
And be checking in there.
My pleasure, dude.
Take it easy, Rosk.
Good vibes to you, bro, and big amps.
Big amps.
Big amps.
Adios.
Big amps. The State of the Vibe Report, folks.